This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Saints head coach Kellen Moore recaps the loss against the Atlanta Falcons. Ladies and gentlemen, all right. Kellen, you got some explaining to do, brother. You made me look like an idiot, okay? In front of God and everybody. I sat here for 2 weeks. Thought you'd have, some kind of a plan for the Falcons. I thought that, the bye week would be good and the momentum and, whatever. I guess you were just playing Fortnite. I mean, I guess the new season of Fortnite has you in a trance. Okay? So, I'm going to give you a chance here to explain what the hell I just had to watch. So, go ahead.
Bye week, felt like it was a good week and we didn't come out and get this one done. Credit to those guys. Those guys coached better, played better, and ultimately executed better than us today. And so, frustrating game. All three phases kind of had different opportunities that obviously we missed. And, it's going to be a big opportunity for us to respond the right way and, stick together and keep battling.
Here's the deal, Kel. You definitely were correct with that they outplayed you, outcoached you, out-executed you, whatever. That was true. The issue is that the opportunity has now passed us by. The opportunity of getting the Falcons, while you're off a bye week, they're in a scheduling nightmare spot. No Drake London, no Michael Penix, Kirk Cousins, noodle arm, floating everything. This was your big chance. And the opportunity, you vomited all over your shoes. So, I'm not totally sure what the opportunity is now. Because you, you put up another stinker like that. The only opportunity we'll have is being put in the record books for the worst offense in the history of the NFL. 12.1 points per game is the record in the last 25 years for the worst offense in a season. We are knock, 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 knocking on heaven's door, brother. Okay? We're right around 15 points. Well, probably a little bit less now. So 14 point whatever, let's just say. A couple more of those where you're getting offensively shut out. That's not where you want to be, my man. Because you are a offensive-minded guy. You are the head coach of the team. And I don't care if it's Devin Neal or whatever, or who we're throwing to, Dante Pettis. It doesn't matter to me. You got to figure something out, man. You got to figure out what to do. And it's got to happen quick. And by quick, I mean this Sunday.
With Rookie up to eight misses now, do you still have faith in him as a starting kicker going forward?
Yeah, it's a frustrating one. Obviously, I think the biggest and most important thing is we got to go through this full process to understand how this happened today. He missed a couple, and it's unfortunate because there's been a lot of good, but we'll have to evaluate that and just get a better feel for how that process went down today.
Well, the process went to the right of the goalpost. And then I think the process went to the left of the goalpost. So, not good. Now, this was done, obviously, in the post game. The Saints are working out Justin Tucker. They're working out kickers on Monday. I would assume they're going to go the route of one of these kickers that they're working out.
The precedent that you'd rather set in that situation in terms of whether it be patience or at least for, trying somebody else out and sending the message that there's a
Yeah, we'll just evaluate that as we go. Obviously, it's an important thing we'll have to evaluate. First, really dig into what happened today as far as let's communicate at a high level. Let's go through that process, understand how the outcomes occurred, and then we'll obviously evaluate, and there'll be another day to continue to discuss that.
Because we've all been looking at the future at some positions, wide receiver, quarterback. Could Charlie Smith be part of that evaluation to get a look at him?
Charlie's certainly in the developmental role. He's done a lot of good as he's gone through this process for a couple years now in the developmental role, and so. Again, it's something we'll just have to spend some time and invest some time and say he's not going to be the answer to all that. And, I think it's a process that we have to go through.
As you guys are looking to, develop and make some moves for that, what's the advantage of going away from Tyler in the red zone and going Taysom?
Yeah, just some of the run game stuff. I like it. It's a numbers game down there, and you gain a number with Taysom. And, red zone's on me. We're not getting it done. So it's as simple as that. We're not scoring touchdowns down there. 0-for-3 today, had a huge impact today. And so, we got to find a way to get it done.
So when he's talking about the math, okay, now this is not anything new, but when the quarterback is running, okay, you gain an extra blocker you gain an extra player, because if the quarterback hands it off, he's just not in the play, right? Like if Tyler Shuck hands the ball off to Devin Neal, Shuck is just kind of floating off in the back. Once he hands the ball off, he's not part of the play. But if Taysom has it, then there is no handoff, so you add an additional player on the field. That's what he's trying to say there. My problem with the Taysom situation is it's not the Taysom usage should be because it is a really efficient play, where it's a guaranteed couple of yards. That's what it should be. If it is not, which it is not, then just run your offense. If the tush push wasn't efficient and didn't always get yards, don't run it. Just run Saquon, right? Why are we trying to force this thing that doesn't work? Now, it could be a lot of different factors, but the Taysom thing is not as what it used to be. Could be the injury, could be age, could be the offensive line, whatever. But it's not the guaranteed 2-3-4 yards that it was once, okay? I also don't like when, the 4th-and-1, where you roll Taysom out. I understand it, but at that point, you either commit to the Taysom thing, and you do the Taysom quarterback power, and you just let, whatever, or let Tyler do that, because he runs a 4-6, and if the throw isn't there, he can just head to the pylon and try and make something happen. He's faster than Taysom. So he can make if that's the play, right? But yeah, and Kellen's right. The red zone stuff is on him. We're 32nd in the NFL in red zone success, and it's the one. It's not like we're getting to the 15 and stalling out. We're stalling out on the one, the half yard line, multiple times for a multitude of different reasons, and we got to find something, whatever it is. And in this one, in this game, it's easier to say hindsight, but we would have been way better off with just, hey, we're lining up in the goal line. We're going to hand the ball off to fullback or a halfback and hope we can get a yard. That's what we're doing. Nothing cute, no frills, simple 1985 football.
Tyler getting those reps, is there any future thought though, investing in that maybe and make a fail with him and in that area?
I think always the goal is still to win the football game, and there's plenty of opportunities that obviously Tyler goes through that are hard situations and challenging situations, and there's just plenty of stuff in there that red zone wise we felt like there would be some good opportunities. Felt like the run game in the plus one situation, there's a lot of evidence to support it would be a positive manner. It didn't come out to our outcome, and so certainly there's
okay. What I would say to that is, if the plus one and all that stuff is what you're doing, then on 4th-and-1, why did we not run the ball? If that's the whole reasoning, then why are we doing the Taysom rollout thing on 4th-and-1? If we know that there's all these data points and all these positives and all this whatever to Taysom taking the ball from the shotgun and moving forward, then why did we not do that?
There's more opportunities that we'll have to evaluate Tyler. There's plenty of games that we're going to get to evaluate him in those situations, and that'll be an important part of this process.
What exactly happened on the handoff? Just make more clarification. Which is the first one between Tyler and Alvin?
Yeah, it's just a play action, and obviously they got too close, and you know, there was a collision there, and so it was a play action play. We're just going play action pass, and yeah, I didn't get a perfect clean look at it. I was watching the routes.
Yeah, he's talking about the fumble. I didn't know in real time if it was supposed to be a read option or if it was supposed to be play action or supposed to be a handoff, but apparently it's supposed to just be straight up play action, and they just got, I mean, that's, you know, that's brutal.
As it went, and so I saw a little bit of the footage, but I'll have to look more into it.
The incomplete pass on 4-1 with Taysom.
Yeah.
You know, utilizing him in the red zone.
Yeah.
The run game, but having him throw as opposed to Tyler, like, what goes into that?
Yeah. Run a lot of direct runs to Taysom at the quarterback position. Felt like there was a play opportunity there, and ultimately that's on me. Didn't work. So.
How did you just feel like this was a game where there's so many missed opportunities?
Yeah, there's missed opportunities. Credit to those guys. They made the opportunities. They created, you know, enough explosive plays in the game. They made the stops in the red zone. You know, we had our opportunities like a lot of games, and, you know, it's just a matter of those small little margins. We got to take advantage of them.
Agreed. Like, yeah, there was a lot of missed opportunities. You missed two field goals. You get stopped twice on the half-yard line, one-yard line, the fumble, whatever. But at the same time, the biggest opportunity was the bye week. That was the biggest opportunity. That was the big one. And that's the one that's so frustrating. I'm really not that concerned about the missed field goals and the actual stuff happening in the game is whatever. It happens all the time. It is what it is. But what we saw coming out of the bye week, that is the part where I'm concerned. That's the part where it's like, all right, well, what the hell was going on the last couple of weeks here?
How would you describe this as a play caller in this game? Is it frustrating during the course of the game, or do you still feel like you got a bunch of things working? How would you describe, I guess, self-evaluation, the job you did as a play caller?
Yeah, not good enough.
I was about to pause and say not good enough. That's where we're at. Here's the deal. And y'all know, I'm going to bat for Kellen Moore literally every day. I love him. Love him like a brother, okay? It ain't good enough right now. And, yeah, it's not even a full season. We're not in the world of, you know, whatever, sell the team, fire this, do this, whatever, get chicken tenders in the stadium, all that stuff. We're not there. But this ain't good enough, okay? This has to change quick. It's got to get fixed. Whatever's going on, fix it, all right? This is throw it away, crumple up the paper, light it on fire, do what you got to do. Start anew. From right now, moving forward, this needs to be rock bottom. Like, this needs to be, okay, this was the worst. This was the worst performance. This is as bad as it could get. We ain't getting back to that. All right, it's like the Broncos when they gave up 70-something points to the Dolphins or whatever. That was the big turning point where it was like, all right, we're not doing this. This is not the standard. This is not acceptable. This can't happen. This is what broken, bad, listless, whatever teams do. And the Saints just did that. So whatever hope we had, clear it. Clear the board. Okay, clear channel. All that's gone. This year, the rest of this season, starting with Miami, and then Tampa, and then Carolina.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
And then the Titans and the Jets and the Falcons, whatever. The rest of this season is figure it out and do something consistently every single week. Because right now, that game, that bye week, F minus. Whatever's below an F. That's where the grade is at. So let's just, I remember my freshman year of college, I remember you could take, I think it was called a buckshot, and you could take one in your entire college semester or college career, and you basically, all your grades from that semester went away, and it was almost like you weren't even in school. Now, you paid for it and all that stuff, but none of the grades counted, and it just wiped away the whole semester. So if you just like, and it might have been like your first year, it might have been exclusive to freshmen or something, but it was basically like if you're just having trouble adjusting to college or something happens or whatever, you know, you like no harm, no foul, you can kind of, it's so you're not starting in such a hole, whatever. That's kind of what we got to do now. Take the buckshot. What we've seen this entire season, wipe it. Wipe slate. Clean it up. All right? We now know who the starting quarterback is for this season. We now, whatever. We know what's going on. The trade deadline happened, all that stuff. Bye week happened. This happened. Rock bottom happened. Now we go. But now, if you fail another class, it's going to count against you. So we don't really have a choice, you know, like as fans. It's disappointing. It's horrible. It's one of the worst performances I can remember. By far the worst performance this year. And, you know, the only answer we have is to move forward and hope we see something better. But if we keep seeing this, you know, it is what it is.
We didn't get down on offense. You know, it's choppy. We weren't able to create the flow that, you know, we had the previous, you know, week against Carolina. And so frustrating. I haven't done a good enough job with this group, and we got to find a way.
A lot of the play calls happen in a short passing situation. Is that because of Atlanta's pass rush?
Certainly their pass rush has been really productive. They've been a very productive pass rush team. I thought, you know, there were some opportunities to get the ball out of our hands. Obviously, as the game progressed, we got into some challenging situations, and they were able to rush the passer in some gnome rushes, and that was a challenge for us.
How would you evaluate Tyler just on first look?
Yeah, I thought he battled. I thought he, you know, gave us some positive things in there. It wasn't an easy situation in some of those as the game progressed, and we got into the multi-score game. Yeah, I thought he battled, and certainly I think if you take the emotions out of it and you go watch the film probably tonight and tomorrow, you'll certainly see some positives.
I thought it was all right. I mean, I thought it was fine. It was a hard situation. I mean, that pass rush, when you're down a couple scores and they know you're throwing, difficult for sure. But I thought overall he played okay. I mean, he's still a rookie. It's his third start. I thought he held the ball a little bit early in the game, but it is what it, I mean, whatever. You know, like, and that, you know, again, I put this on Kellen Moore. Like, it almost looked like Tyler and Devin Neal and Chris Olave and Juwan, like all those guys, it looked like they were just they were in this like no rhythm, no rhyme, no reason offense, and they were just kind of trying to make the best of a bad situation. You know, it didn't seem like the opposite, where it's like, oh man, they're not executing, oh man, they're not doing this, oh man, they're not doing whatever. I mean, it was just, it kind of looked like the Bills against the Texans. If y'all watch the Bills against the Texans, you know, I was watching that game, and it's like, man, this doesn't seem like a Josh Allen problem. It seems like a Joe Brady problem. Like, this offense just looks weird. Like, this just looks like a kind of like a broken, like it needs to be fixed. Like, this is just ugly. You know, you can kind of tell sometimes if it's the players not executing or if it's the overall schematics or whatever. And that's just kind of how this game felt. It kind of felt like it was just like, it was so hard to do anything. You know, it was so hard to get a yard when you needed it. It was so hard to complete a pass. It was so hard to get a playoff. It was so hard to, you know, everything was just like really difficult.
Yeah, yeah, we'll have to let that go through its process. Obviously wasn't able to return. We'll have to get the full evaluation tomorrow and get a feel for that and see what this outline looks like. You know.
Coach, as you say, you've had Charlie Smith in the building for 2 years now, so you know what he can do in every situation except for a live game day during the regular season. As a 2-9 team, do you lose anything? We've got anything to lose by elevating to the active roster?
Well, I think it's something that's definitely part of the evaluation process. He's been here for 2 years, and he's developed a ton, and he's had preseason game opportunities, and he's done a nice job there. And so, he's in a developmental role, and we just have to continue to evaluate that each and every week. And we've had a lot of guys that have had opportunities to step up, and we'll see how all this stuff progresses.
Well, how you thought Devin Mills played when he had the opportunity?
Yeah, I thought Devin, there's probably going to be some positives coming out of that film. I thought he made a couple plays in space and got some extra yards, which was a positive. I think for the most part, the protection stuff, he did some nice things in there. And so, you know, he stepped up, and we'll see how his opportunities progress moving forward.
I mean, Devin Neal was basically carrying the offense. There was a whole lot of like, well, just dump it to Devin Neal, or well, just hand it off to Devin Neal and make something happen. And no offense to Devin Neal, but that can't be the offense. The offense can't be, well, I don't know, just, I guess, get the ball to Devin Neal and see what he can do. And that's not, you're not going to win games like that.
On the fourth and the goal line before the intentional grounding, what would be the advantages or thought process of being in shotgun and that play, like so close to the goal line?
Yeah, just.
I mean, they kind of explained it earlier. The benefit of being in shotgun there is, you know, it gives Taysom, that is the play. You know, like it's almost like the tush push. I was like, that's the formation. The Taysom shotgun quarterback power is the play where he just can kind of read it, run to his spot, get churning, whatever. It's just kind of how they've done it. It very rarely has been done as like a quarterback sneak, like from under center or whatever. So, you know, that, and I think that I don't like being a shotgun in short yardage situations. The Taysom thing, kind of an exception because it's just how the play is run, how other plays are run off of it. It just kind of is what it is.
Get Taysom, and then, you know, essentially you have 10 blockers and yeah. Taysom. And so that was the goal. A play we ran earlier in the game and got a first down. And so, you know, obviously, unfortunately, the snap, wasn't successful.
Were you impressed with the atmosphere today, considering, you know, the struggles this year and everything? Pretty packed.
Yeah, I thought it was a great atmosphere. I thought our guys, there's a couple of big-time opportunities. I felt like the crowd helped. Some third downs, you know, they were in sort of in field goal range and got a false start and a couple procedure penalties in this thing. And so, we appreciate all that. That makes this place special. And we know we got some work to do. We got to keep grinding and keep getting better. And, there'll be better days, certainly. And, I think that we all have that sight that we'll get better each week and we'll keep finding these opportunities.
That's why this was such a big game. And we talked about it all the last 2 weeks. At the beginning of the game, it was the Super Bowl. It was packed. It was loud. People were fired up. People were nervous. All that stuff. When we went down two scores, I remember there was a third down specifically. Atlanta was backed up in their own red zone, or in the shadow of their own goal post. And it was relatively quiet, and it was third down. And they show like the decibel meter on third downs and fourth downs. And I remember it was like right around 90, which is pretty timid. Like usually you want it up in that 100 kind of world for third down, fourth down. And it was like 89, 90. And I remember thinking like, damn, that's rough. You know, it's the Falcons. You're at home, still a two-score game, whatever. But I think fans only have so much emotion. You know, they only have so much. And then at the end of the game, or I don't even mean like the end, but like with probably 5 minutes left, I mean, it was completely cleared out. I'm surprised they weren't sweeping up next to me. And I stayed the entire game. I'm surprised they weren't like asking me to move my feet so they could sweep and like, you know, just kind of go up and down the aisle. No one was there. No, I don't blame them. Late start, 3:25 start, you know, whatever. But you only have so much, I'm telling you, you only have so much goodwill with the fan base, any fan base. And this was the game where the fans went, you know what? Okay, I'm going all in. Everyone pushed their chips in the middle of the table, including me. And when you get burned that many times and in a spot this big, that's it. And I'll go ahead and tell you, I think that was it for the season. I don't think you're getting this fan base back this season. I don't think if you go beat Miami, you go do whatever. I think everyone's like, you know what? Okay, I'm good. Everyone's like, all right, I'll watch it. I'll put the game on. whatever, but get me to the offseason, get me to the draft, get me to whatever, get me to next season. And that's why this game was so important. You know, like, it just is what it is. So, yeah, fans were there at the beginning, at the end, complete ghost town, but can't really blame them.
Could you describe the mood in the locker room?
Yeah, just frustration, just because you recognize the opportunities that are out there, and, you know, we just haven't gotten it done.
I know you haven't seen the film yet. Could you maybe talk about just first blush? It seemed like Caesar had some issues today with some of the looks they threw at him.
I think those ones are always really important to see the film. You know, up front, obviously, we got in some passing situations, and they really get some pass rushing. So, obviously, challenging situations, but we got to find something that works for us a little bit better and find a solution to you know, get the ball moving in some of those situations. And, you know, in the run game, we got to find some more consistency in the run game where we can get some things moving and create more flow.
Hey, Coach, without Shaquille Cooks, what did you see from Mason Tipton? Obviously, had that big return early in the game, and then I think he had 30 catches. What do you see for him?
Yeah, we like Mason a lot. He's done some positive things through training camps and through preseason football. He's played a somewhat limited role in the regular season. I thought he made some plays in this game. He'll continue to play a valuable role.
With the self-scouting opportunity over the course of the bye week, did you find that what happened today was about adjustments not being fully, you know, not being able to fully implement the adjustments that you wanted, or was it just a lack of effectiveness?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, we just didn't get it done. You know, we can look at it from a lot of different angles. You know, schematically, I'm going to spend a lot of time saying, are we putting ourselves in the best position to be successful? Players are trying to find every margin that they can improve on. And so, you know, that's the goal of this thing. Obviously, every opportunity you have, whether it be a self-scout or a game film, you're going to evaluate it. There's going to be things that come out of it positively and negatively. And you just got to keep growing. And so, obviously, we missed this opportunity. Good. All right, thank you.
Brutal. Brutal. This has to be the turning point. It is what it is. But Kellen's going to have to show his mettle. And he's going to have to show that he can get out of this. And we don't have a choice but to sit and watch. So, we went all in. We bust. Now we're waiting and seeing if Kellen can turn the ship around. But this was bad. Like, this was a bad performance. This was a bad situation. And, it you know, F minus. No doubt about it. Hate it. Hate it, hate it, hate it. It was all in front of you. All you had to do was win. Shouldn't have been that hard. And not only do you not win, but you give the worst performance of the season. By far. So, tough, ladies and gentlemen. Tough. Thank you for watching. I will see you in the next video.